Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. It's Thursday already. Yep, March 28th. Wow, super fast. Look at this great cup. Heart around the Finger Lakes of New York. And the reason I'm smiling and the reason I'm very appreciative of this cup, which is called the Green Heart of the Finger Lakes, east to west, is because I was born and raised in the Finger Lakes region and had a couple of homes throughout my lifetime on Canandaigua Lake, Honeyway Lake, yeah, and had friends on Cuca Lake, which is that one that kind of splits down here into a Y. And it says east to west, and it has all the different lakes: Otisco, Skaneateles, Atlas, Owasco, Cayuga, Seneca, Cuca, Canandaigua, Honeyway, Cannadice, Hemlock, Canisius. For those, you can tell I grew up there because I'm able to rattle off those American Indian names of those lakes. There are minor Finger Lakes and major, five major Finger Lakes. That's why they call them that. Hemlock Lake is a very small lake. You can only have boats on it, like canoes and maybe tiny little engine boats, because it's a water source for the city of Rochester, New York. Okay, and this cup comes to me. Everything's green. It's really beautiful, especially that we just crossed over St. Patrick's Day. Beautiful note, and it's from Billy, Sunday, and family. Dear Dr. Jane, Ruby, Erin, Go Brah, which means Ireland forever. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more. Nothing but happiness come through your door. An old Irish proverb. Please accept this Green Heart of the Finger Lakes coffee cup. Not sure if Billy knows that I was from the Finger Lakes region, but it's just double cute. It certainly gets a lot of attention with Geneva on the north and Watkins Glen on the south and over 30 wineries in its vicinity. I gotta tell you, I agree with her. There's no more beautiful place to be in the summer than upstate New York. Away from all the communists and the freaks in New York City. Woo! It's much more rational and a little more conservative than downstate. And then she explains some of the beautiful, wonderful events and history. The lake takes its name from the Seneca Nation, and it is the largest of the glacial finger lakes. These are all melted glaciers. Pretty cool. I think it's one of the seven wonders of the world. And then they filmed It's a Wonderful Life there. And she said, and because of your efforts, it's still a wonderful life. Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Means a lot to me. Beautiful. And on the other side, pardon my lipstick, it's got all the listed lakes. Love it. Okay, today I'm going to take a little bit of a different tack. You might appreciate this. I'm going to step away from the politics and the psyops and all those kinds of things for a little bit today. I want to talk about the statins. Those are drugs that are prescribed for and taken by people whose prescribers tell them they have a cholesterol level that's too high. Now, before I get into this, because I just feel this is really valuable information, but it is information only, and it is educational. It is not to be taken as a prescription for what you should do or what you should not do. I want to make that caveat because I have no way of knowing your health history, your other medications, and things like that. So with that disclaimer on the front of this coffee chat, and then the written one on the back of it, I wanted to start up by explaining, I'm going to tell you a story, I think, that'll be really illustrative of this. Well, they're all passed away, so I won't hurt anybody's feelings unless they're watching from heaven. But I had an uncle who was my favorite. This was the uncle that all of us wished had been our father. It's my Uncle Tommy, born and raised in Rochester, but very young when he married my aunt, my mother's sister, moved out to California. And so we saw them when we would go once in a blue moon to visit them. My Uncle Tommy was the most loving, caring guy in the world. He was very active, and he was very into the kids and the grandchildren and the nieces and nephews and all this. Very loving. When he walked in the room, oh, you just hugged him and kissed him, and he was loving and just, you know, oh, sit down. And he was very Italian. And what I mean by that is that culturally he was very into it. They named their dog Tia. Hey, Tia means hey you. Tia! Just stuff like that. But he was a great historical repository. Even though he was an in-law that married my mom's sister, he loved our family and he was there from the beginning, and he was a repository of historical information and could tell me things about my grandparents and my other aunts and uncles that I never knew. Really interesting. So with that foundation of affection, fast forward to a number of years ago. My mom passed in 2018. But in sort of like the 2000s, you know, she was disabled from a stroke for 20 years. But that aside, so they would, my Uncle Tommy and my Aunt Josephine would come to visit. And they would stay with my mom. And of course, whether I was living in Rochester or not, wherever I was in my life, we all came, you know, to my mom's, and for days that they were visiting, we wanted to be around Uncle Tommy. So this one particular visit, I went to the airport to pick up my aunt and uncle, and I'm standing, this was, I think we could go into the airport, yeah, but it was still, you know, where they had to come out of the gate and down. So I start to look down the hall and I see my aunt and then a porter pushing my uncle in a wheelchair. And I'm like, Uncle Tommy's pretty spry. What's going on? Get him in the car. He says, oh, I'm in tough shape. I can't walk very well. I don't know how I'm going to go up and down the stairs at your mom's. It's just, I can't, my muscles, I'm in such pain all the time. So what the hell is going on here? So we get him back to my mom's. We start to talk. He was put on statins 3 or 4 months before that. And that's when everything changed. And he lost his muscle power. He lost his ability, you know, his balance sometimes to get up. His muscles were incredibly weak and he was in constant pain. And he looked like he was suffering. It wasn't that Uncle Tommy I knew. So I said, the only thing you're on is the statin. I've got an idea. As a cardiac nurse practitioner, this was my uncle. I talked to him about all the benefits, the risks, and all this other stuff. And we had an agreement, and he was interested in coming off of it. Now, statins are one of that class of drugs that most of the time, again, not making a prescription for anybody else. If you're on a statin and you recognize some of these symptoms and you're concerned, I highly urge you to go to a trusted healthcare professional. Go to somebody who's preferably like a naturopath to work this out and sort it out. I wouldn't go back to another allopathic standard medical doctor. As Dr. David Martin says, most of them are prostitutes and murderers. Okay, so, and I say that 100%. People say, you're not an MD. I wouldn't want to be an MD right now. I wouldn't want to be an MD. I could have gone to medical school. Didn't want to go into, I wanted to observe that allopathic system, learn about it. I didn't want to be an MD. MDs who probably pushed the majority of, or the reason the majority of the people that took the shots took them around the world because they trusted the ivory tower MD. Give me a break. You should be ashamed if you're an MD who pushed those shots. And most of you did. So I would seek the help of a trusted naturopath, preferably, or any other trusted healthcare provider so that you can discuss your personal situation. But in my uncle's case, I said, you know what? Okay, here's the deal. And he agreed. And he went off of them the next morning, didn't take them. A couple of days later, I came back. He was cooking. He was running up and down the stairs. 2 days. I said, oh my God, what happened? They were all a joy. My mom was crying. My aunt was crying with joy. And we called my cousins who were adult, their daughters in California. And we showed them, you know, on the video, and he was walking and dancing. And they were just like, oh my God, Janie, oh, thanks for, you know, no, don't thank me. These are dangerous drugs, okay? What they basically do, the statins, the whole class of them, I'm not gonna name names of drugs. You can look them up online. You know the famous ones that are advertised, but what they basically do is they damage the connection, the neuromotor connection between your mind, your brain, and your muscles, right? They damage and weaken your muscles. Anything that reduces or modifies cholesterol, by definition, is going to interfere with your liver function. Your liver is responsible for processing and managing cholesterol. What do I mean by that? So I'm going to keep it sort of simplified, you know, because I'm not going to get into the weeds, and I don't know where everybody's understanding and, you know, medical education level is. So you've heard of the good cholesterol, which is high density lipoprotein, HDL, and you've heard of the bad cholesterol, which is low density lipoprotein. It's not really bad. They each have, you know, important functions in the body, but there's a theory that if you have too much of the bad, that you've got to get that number down, and then the good won't be able to be functional, which is all BS. Basically, the liver processes it. It builds different types of cholesterol and blood fats, and then they circulate back. They come back to the liver. The liver deconstructs them, stores some of the materials, and reconstructs, and it's a cycle of life. Okay. In order to interfere with that process so that the cholesterol numbers come down in the blood tests, you have to interfere with liver function. This is why you morons out there taking Ozempic and whatever those other drugs are, there's another one with a different name, Wegovy or something, or any drug in that classification. These slow down gastric emptying, they keep you feeling full. They absolutely have to interfere with your liver function, or at least indirectly have some kind of impact. And nobody wants you to know this, but I get many, many letters. I can't quantify them, but I'm gonna be aware of much more than you are with my cross section of my social media and my Proton Mail, my public Proton Mail. And I hear daily women, men, their spouses, their partners saying, you know, we had to take him to the hospital. We had to take her to the hospital. She was doing great, losing weight, but she ended up having a blockage. If you slow down your peristalsis, which is God-given natural, you know, wavelength move, because things got to move. They got to move from here to the other end, okay? You're going to have problems. It's not a perfect science. There was no science at all to it. And it's probably a theory, okay? The mechanism of action of these drugs. But getting back to the point, anything that interferes with cholesterol is going to have to interfere with the function of your liver. And it's not smart science. It's not targeted like they'd like you to believe with the mRNA, which is a poison, really underdeveloped technology. So what I'm saying is, de facto, anything interfering with your cholesterol levels is going to be interfering with your liver function. And when you interfere with your liver function, you're interfering with the function around other organ systems and body functions, not just cholesterol regulation. And here's the other lie you've been told. Well, you can't have a cholesterol over 150, or it was 180, and they move it around like the COVID targets, you know, or 200, or you can be over 200, but you got to have more of the good. It's all bull. It's all bull. It's theory. It's conjecture to sell. Okay? It's snake oil. And the statin industry, don't kid yourself, is a multi-billion dollar business. And it contributes to revenue in other areas, doesn't it? Because if you're uncomfortable, if you can't walk, if your muscles, by the way, the statins eat away at and destroy your muscle tissue. That's dangerous. It's called rhabdomyolysis. Rhabdomyolysis. Look it up. RHABDOMYOLYSIS. Rhabdomyolysis. It's muscle breakdown. It's muscle destruction. Well, when you destroy that tissue, you're going to be weak. You can't be with the same strength. You can't lift things. Your muscle fibers are being damaged and blown up. I told you about the disturbances between your brain and your motor function. So when your brain says, I want to move, you're like, oh, you know, it, It's a little slower. It hurts. Lots of pain. They said, oh, you know, the symptoms are mild muscle pain. Yeah, let's dampen it down so you can sell more. MDs are prostitutes, the majority of them. So I want you to understand. I want you to go speak to a trusted, keyword is trusted, healthcare provider. Whether that's a nurse practitioner who is a cardiac specialist like myself, because under cardiology comes a lot of things. It's anything that is involved in heart disease, coronary artery disease, this whole notion of cholesterol building up and then creating plaquey material on the lumen, the inner lining of your blood vessels, is a nice theory, but it's not always going to pan out, right? So anyone who's a specialist in cardiology, nurse practitioners tend to have a broader umbrella with the cholesterol, rehabilitative cardiology, physical therapy. And by the way, speaking of physical therapy, one of the reasons I thought to do this today is because some studies came across, you know, on my radar about how all of a sudden there's, in the last 10 years since these statin use has ramped up, that physical therapists have been reporting like a super shoot up in numbers of people correlating on statins or newly on statins and then reduction in muscle power. They end up going in for physical therapy. Doc, I can't walk. I mean, I'm weak. I can't. Oh, we better send you for physical therapy. So look at the offshoot of revenue generating in allopathic medicine that comes from, you know, you damage one part of the body system, you're going to feed revenue into the rest of them, aren't you? I know it sounds diabolical and, oh, tinfoil hat, but tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. Prove the benefit. Oh, yeah, some, you know, ankle biters are going to come in and, you know, maybe drop a few comments either on Rumble or, you know, Twitter and say, oh, I'm a doctor and I prescribe, I've helped many patients who would have died because it, let me tell you something. You'd hit, for cholesterol, high levels of cholesterol, unless you've got a liver that's not working at all, and then you're going to have other serious problems. You're not going to, cholesterol is going to be the last of your issues, my friend. But unless you do, you know, those reducing the level of cholesterol and in a steady stream of high numbers over is going to take many years to create a cardiac condition. What am I saying? I'm not saying don't treat it. Get the advice of a naturopath first. Get away from these pharma bitches, these pharma prostitutes. The majority of your MDs are pharmaceutical prostitutes. I know, because I was on the inside. I watched it. I didn't facilitate it. In fact, I complained and reported it all the time. When I saw the commercial side come in with, you know, well, I mean, they had money to spend like you wouldn't believe. They'd take these doctors out. Yeah, they'd report it to the Sunshine Act, Chuck Grassley's repository that he created from that, which is public information, by the way. Look up any MD you want. It's not a hard search to do. It's openpayments.cms.gov. And you comes up, you put in the search line, any MD, and you'll see how much money your doctor's taken from pharma. Now, a lot of basic practicing doctors, they get fed. Those are prostitutes on the local level. They get fed by the local rep who finds ways to get them goodies, you know, takes the office out to lunch, things like that. It got a lot tighter in the late 2000s. But you talk about these research guys, okay? Like in the universities, like the McCullough level guys, okay? If they're an MD, anything that they're given will be recorded in the Sunshine Act repository at CMS. And it is, in addition, it has nothing to do with grant. Oh, it was his grant money. He got $1 million from Big Pharma because he was doing those stuff. No, that doesn't, that money is recorded elsewhere. It's personal money, travel, entertainment, food, honoraria for speaking. You see these frontline doctors? Not going to name names, but you know who they are. On the talk circuit. And some of them have give, send, goes or GoFundMes. And because you feel bad for them. Go, oh, they're saving the, I didn't take the shot because of Dr. Jones. And you send them $100 because you want to support him. Poor guy. He's out there. He's away from his family. And it must be so expensive. They're paid. In fact, they demand an honorarium. Sometimes $20,000, $30,000 just to speak at some of these events. I could get into more, but I'd get in trouble. And you've got enough information and education and information. I'm not, you know, selling out, I'll tell you, but I've got to be careful on how I do it. So the statins, to me, are a joke, and they're a dangerous joke because they can damage your body. Now, by the way, those muscle wasting, the muscle damage, the symptoms that you experience of difficulty walking, and by the way, the side effects of stopping for my Uncle Tommy, like you saw, instantaneously, within a day or two, a lot of it goes away. However, for some people, if they're on these statins for many months, I don't know what the cutoff is. Everyone's different, but it could be, 6 months, 9 months, a year or two, maybe 3 months. It depends on the person. Some of that damage is permanent. Your body can't regenerate it. But for most people, if you've only been on it a few months or a few weeks, when you stop, it all goes away and the muscle weight, because the muscle wasting slows down, almost immediately stops. And the connections between your brain and your motor sensory system, reinstate. Your body's always working toward healing. It's a very zen thing. The body is always moving toward healing, which to me is like moving toward God, right? It's a beautiful thing. So I probably should have put out a little message like a few days before this and then see if you had questions, but we'll deal with the questions as they come in. I've given you the basic information and I've given you the warning. You can follow up. You should do your due diligence and follow up what I've said, what I've laid out, and do your own research on it and corroborate it and get a comfort level. Also, if you're on a statin, definitely seek the advice of a trusted provider, most hopefully a naturopath. And if you're lucky enough to find a naturopath that focuses in a lot on cardiac issues and cholesterol and things like getting people off of them and making sure they're okay, then you're really in good shape. So that's it for this coffee chat. We are, it's been a great week. Really looking forward to the show tomorrow night, the Dr. Jane Ruby show. I'm kind of leaning toward going back to more of the solo shows, you know, just covering issues, giving you my take, showing you the evidence that I've come across. I think sometimes it's, you know, I like to balance it with the interviews. On Rumble, don't forget to hit that thumbs up in the main one at the beginning. Don't worry too much about the individual thumbs up. I think just making people aware of the bots and the trolls is good enough. But that main one, when you first open up the coffee chat or the show, there's at the top. Hit that thumbs up because that's really good for the algorithm. And interestingly, I was named number 9 a few months ago. I don't know if it's gone up or down, but I was named by Rumble in their analyses and stats, number 9 podcast in science. So I'm really proud of that. And that's why I thought about going back to some of these tutorials, because look, you're aware of what's happening. You're aware of the need to put your preparatory plans in place and all that. We can, as things change or new information comes in, I'll share it with you. But it's good to get back to natural health, the truth in and around health, and what's been hidden from us, and what's the truth, and what's the understanding. So that's the direction that I think is important to go in. So I hope you all have a wonderful Thursday. We're coming into the weekend, looking forward to that. Hope you are too. And thank you again, Billy Sunday and family, for this fantastic trip. Lipstick! This fantastic trip down memory lane of my, whoops, my hometown area. Really fabulous. Okay, guys, have a great day. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.